Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The city of Lake Worth, Florida is using KGB-style tactics to intimidate and harass a local church, saying that, in fact, they need to cease operations. Well, Liberty Counsel has stepped into the gap. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, this is a situation that's just unbelievable. It's in Lake Worth, Florida, which is down by the Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, South Florida area. And what we have is a church that was operating, and there was a person that came and began filming with their cell phone through the window, and then also came inside the building, put a hoodie on, and began filming and taking notes, and then issued a violation saying, it looks like a church service was going on there, and you do not have a business license. You must cease and desist. And that's when Liberty Counsel got involved.
Well, what's so interesting about this is, in fact, this is a coffee bar, a coffee shop, Common Ground coffee shop, that does have a business license, okay? And they were exercising their First Amendment right as individuals, as business owners, to pray and worship in their personal, their business, which is clearly covered by the United States Constitution. And now this government here in Lake Worth, Florida, which is hostile toward Christianity, is coming in like the KGB, like you mentioned, sending a spy into this coffee shop and that is holding this church meeting. The church is not a building. The church is the body of Christ, the people coming together to meet, and saying that you have to have a business license to practice your religion, something that is absurd. It's a total infringement of the state. You know, Thomas Jefferson talked about a wall of separation between church and state to the Danbury Baptists. This is exactly what he was talking about. They are violating the wall of separation that protects the church from the state.
Yeah, and what we have is, this is a Common Grounds coffee shop, and they have the Common Ground church service that sometimes meets there. And so this spy wrote in his notes, I walked to the back of the coffee bar and was able to visualize what appeared to be a ministry in progress. It's like a crime in progress.
Calling all cars, right? Ministry in progress.
A ministry in progress. This included someone speaking from a podium. He's got a typo. It should be N, but he's got A. Overhead TV or projection with scripture, verse on it. He's got bad grammar. Rows of people sitting in chairs on both sides, like a gathering setting. People holding what appeared to be Bibles or religious books, as one had a cross on it. So, therefore, it looks like there was a ministry in progress, and you need now to have a business license to have a church. So they sent them the letter, and they said that you need to cease and desist operations by March the 2nd, 2015. Otherwise, you will have daily fines up to $500 per day if you do not purchase a business license. Said that a church needs a business license. They even went to the nearby First Presbyterian Church that had been there in existence for about 100 years, completely separate from this situation. And they wrote a letter to them, and it says, it looks like you don't have a business license. You need to immediately apply for a business license. Well, a business license does not apply to a church. The code exempts business license. This is just a mere attempt to intimidate and license the church and therefore tax the church. We got involved, and we have been very strong in pushing back against the city of Lake Worth. Now, Matt, there's a little bit of background that people ought to know about this, because there is a city commissioner in Lake Worth called Amoroso. Now, in 2012, City Councilman Amoroso was investigated by a local television program for collecting contributions or support from a nearby drug king. Now, he also is a person who runs a business and says it's the only pride business right there in that area. And it is an activist homosexual that's here on the city council. There's no question in my mind that this guy's behind it, because he said, you better not be operating a church in my district. And so this is a quote that came from council member Amoroso. He no doubt dispatched his goons in their jack boots and their surveillance cameras to find out that there was a ministry in progress, and they then wanted to bring it to an immediate end or fine this church.
Yeah, a couple quick observations here, Matt. You read the statement by this spy. The grammar is so bad that it reads like it's in broken English. I'm thinking maybe it's because this individual speaks Russian. You know, it sounds like an ex-Soviet KGB agent here, and it reads like it. The second thing is here, not only is this a gross First Amendment violation, this violates the express language of the municipal code in Lake Worth. Churches are automatically exempt here, and the language is clear in the municipal code. Am I correct?
No, you're correct. Absolutely. It's not only, like you said, a violation of the First Amendment, a no-brainer there, but all they have to do is read. Of course, this guy can't write, so probably he can't read. But just read their own code that exempts churches. And, you know, here, again, they're trying to apply it outside of this particular common grounds place. They're trying to provide it, also now impose it on nearly a 100-year-old First Presbyterian Church. So this is clearly an attack on churches itself. They're trying to use the force of the government, even though they don't have the legal authority, to intimidate, harass, and spy on the church, because there's an activist city council member in Lake Worth that doesn't like churches and wants to get rid of them. So he sent out his KGB thugs to try to intimidate them. Had we not gotten involved, Matt, who knows what would have happened, because the pastor, the person who's leading this church service, would clearly be intimidated. You'd have to go out and hire an expensive lawyer. But beyond that, Matt, here's what they also did. When the pastor wouldn't buckle immediately, they went to the landlord, and they told the landlord that the landlord is going to be fined if he didn't evict the church. Now, that's something that would be beyond the control of the church other than a breach of contract, but that's how far-reaching this intimidation has been at Lake Worth.
Well, this is hate. This is anti-Christian hate on display. This homosexual activist city councilman, you know, the other individuals involved in this clearly hate Christ. They hate the church. This is a microcosm of what we're seeing happen across the country. This is illustrative of the hostility, the rise of the secular left, and the hostility, the KGB-style atheist, anti-Christian hostility that we're seeing. It's playing itself out in this one scenario in Lake Worth, but it really is representative. You know, and we can expect more of this, Matt, with same-sex marriage in the pipe. If the Supreme Court rules wrong on this, do you think that they will not for a minute start trying to force churches to do homosexual marriages and so forth, or evict churches or fine them? Times are getting tough.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, at these kinds of times, it's when the church can really stand up and shine. As in this case, the pastor would not buckle. We were there and pushing back. They've gotten so much negative media around the country against the Lake Worth's actions. We believe we'll ultimately win this situation, but I can tell you what, that church is not going to cease and desist. It will continue. The gates of hell will not prevail against this church, and that includes the city of Lake Worth. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can read the press release there. You can read other information, sign up for the Liberator, the Liberty Alert, and much more right there on the website. Again, the website is lc.org, lc.org. Liberty Council is an international religious liberty, education, litigation, and policy organization established to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life and the family being the union of a man and a woman as the very center, grounding foundation of our family and our society. For more information on how you can get involved, be a part of this ministry. Go to our website and support Liberty Counsel with your financial gifts. You can make a credit card contribution online. You can mail it in through the website address right there to the Liberty Counsel office. You can be involved in other ways. Be a part of our prayer intercessory team through Liberty Prayer Network in many other ways as well. Sign up for our newsletters and also our emails right there on the website. Thank you, and God bless you as you stand with us and stand for America and our religious freedom. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.